Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day, or end, depending on whereabouts you are in the world. Okay, so looking at the markets at the moment. Wow, we've had a pretty topsy-turvy run, haven't we? It's been pretty bad. As far as if you want your portfolio to grow in value, it's been fine if you've been short. But yeah, it's just been a very trying time. And I'm just seeing a lot of people out there in the space sort of, I don't know, maybe jumping to conclusions, maybe losing their cool, freaking out a bit, and just sort of generally acting a bit crypto-ish. And what I mean by that is, when I say acting a bit crypto-ish, just a little bit sort of all over the shop, you know. And that's not to be, I'm not saying this to be, insulting in any way, not at all. I'm just sort of pointing out what I'm seeing. Now think of it like this, right? You've got the market that is crypto right now that is very, very easy to move around. It has a very low market cap. It's, what, $300 billion or thereabouts, probably less at the moment. We have a lot of players that are in there that can move the markets. I mean, this is, as far as markets go, if you are a large institution, this one's probably the only one that you can actually move around fairly easily. So, you know, it's a small market. It is still a very, very small market. And herein lies our opportunity. I know a lot of people in crypto that have been through these ups and downs a lot. Okay, that have been here longer than, say, you know, 12 months, that have been here for years, and they've experienced this many times before. Now, the interesting thing is that this time we do have institutional interest as the market is getting hit and hurt and falling. It's not like it was, you know, a few years back, where even last year, where institutions just had no interest whatsoever in the space and what it's actually doing. So as the market tries to find its feet and works out what it's going to be doing next, these institutions are watching. Now, they might even be selling. They might even be doing arbitrage. I'm sure they're doing a lot of the above, and that's fine. You know, people I know complain about the manipulation that they think that happens in the markets. There's no proof of that at this stage. And also, it is what it is. You've got two choices. Leave until the manipulation goes away, which means that you have a massive market and the opportunity is gone, or simply learn how to deal with it, put up with it, and just go carry on with your normal day-to-day. Certainly becoming angry, bitter, and twisted is not going to help in any way, shape, or form. It's going to hinder your progress. It's not going to help. So think of it like this. You get someone like Warren Buffett, right? He is obviously the Mac Daddy of investing. He's been around for the longest. He's not been around for the longest. I'm sure that there are older portfolio managers than he. However, obviously Warren Buffett demands a lot of respect. He has done phenomenally well. I think it's a compounding interest. A compounding percentage return of about 27 to 28% year on year over, 40 odd years more, I believe. So yes, he is very successful, and he's the one I'm drawing for this example. So when he buys a company that he believes in. He buys it for a long term. He's not a short term trader. He's not a George Soros. He's not a short term investor. He's playing the long game. And more often than not, he is right. Of course, he has investments that don't perform as well as he might have hoped. And I'm sure he sells things for losses when things change. But that's just the thing, when things change. Right now, we look at the crypto market, and we've got to have a bit of Warren Buffett in us. If you're investing in projects because you're following hype, because you're following what people are saying in chat rooms, then yeah, you're probably getting busted, and you're probably quite emotional, and you're probably very, very worried, because you don't know what you've invested in. And I understand that. That would be terrifying. That isn't me. Okay, and I'm hoping for the large majority of you, it's not you either. Nothing's changed fundamentally in this space. It just keeps getting better. We see that with Bitcoin, for example, there's a lot more talk globally. Even the SEC has been printing information that has been largely positive on Bitcoin. And of course, yes, there are hurdles. Yes, there are things that we need to overcome before we see the next run or the next mainstream adoption and influx of institutional money, which I believe will send us absolutely into the stratosphere as far as the market goes, because there's such a small, I mean, it's $257 billion right now. I mean, that is just tiny. One fund could come in there and do that with their balance sheet. You know, it's It's going to change. But the thing I'm getting at is the tech hasn't changed. Effectively, the business hasn't changed. The model hasn't changed. The environment hasn't changed. Regulation is looking better. The conversations are more positive. The tech is getting better. The people in the industry are getting better. We're growing, evolving, and developing at a lightning rate. To pardon the pun for the lightning network. And that's something else that's incredibly powerful. There's so many things that are positive in this space right now, and I think a lot of people forget about that. They forget the actual business, and this is why I look, you know, when you listen to my other interviews, you know, you'll hear me talk with these projects about what the business is. I want to understand what's going on. A recent one is content and ad network. I really understand that model. It's very straightforward, it's very simple, it's being rolled out, and it's profitable. These are the sorts of things I like to invest in. Another one, Horizon State. You guys have heard me interview Jamie a couple of times. A great model that is actually being rolled out. They are doing this, doing deals, and we're moving forward with that. So very easy to understand use cases by a very credible team that are executing their business plan. These are the sorts of things I look for. And this is the sort of thing I hope you've looked for. Now, it doesn't need to be the content and ad network or Horizon State, but it needs to be something that you believe in, that you understand. I don't invest in things that I don't really understand. A lot of the things I look at and go, look, I just don't get what you, I just don't understand it. And that's, you know, that could be my fault, as far as that could be my weakness, that I don't understand the tech as well as I do understand the business side of things. That being said, I need to invest, trade, and do what I do in areas that I understand, so that when markets do what they're doing right now, I mean, my portfolio has held up pretty good, to be honest with you, and that's not just because I've got the hedge on Bitcoin Cash. It's held up pretty good because I'd like to invest in some of the smaller cap tokens, and they're not moving a great deal on some of these. So it's been a relatively it's not been pain-free, don't get me wrong, but it's not been as wild as what some of these other alts have been getting smashed by. I have the confidence to stand by these projects. I have the confidence to not be scared. I'm not worried about what's going on right now, because these things can turn around so quickly, and today's lows, you know, become yesterday's history. So guys, you need to understand what it is you're doing. If this has been a real shakeup for you, if this has sort of rocked you to your core, this most recent dip, I really strongly suggest you look into educating yourself a little bit more about what you can do to move forward. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. Keep your hat on, be cool, and let's look for more opportunity. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.